In the sixth parasha, there's an Isser of Hasagas Gvul. Pasuk says in Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Yudalot, Losasi Gvul Reach Asher Gvul Rishonim. Rashi explains that the word to be masig means to move backwards, and referring to the boundary between the portions which are divided. And the person goes stealthily in the middle of the night, then he moves the border markers back into the other person's fields, thereby expanding his field. So that's the sort of hasagas kavua. Literally, he's moving the borders back. We refer to it in a very broad sense, going into somebody's area where a person's really established business-wise, etc., and moving into his area, so you're pushing his borders back. But the issue of the Torah is simply talking about moving the borders of karka. So Rashi asks the question, why isn't this loisigzel? I'm taking somebody else's property. As you see from Rashi, by the way, the Rashi holds that gzela applies to karka, which is a machlokes. How to understand the Gemara when the Gemara says karka and an gzela? Doesn't mean that there's the power of a gzela to take ownership doesn't apply to karka, but the vera you still have. Rashi is clearly going with that opinion. So Rashi says that it's true that you have a loisigzel, but there's a second specific law to do this, the act to be masig gvul. And Rashi said that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban understands the pasuk a little bit differently. That the pasuk stresses shegavlu rishonim, that the early generations have designated Alos Arkayan, Yeshua Ben Nun, the Nesiim have designated each person's portion, and you're changing it. So what are you changing? He says, you know, my portion is not as good as the other person's portion. They must have made a mistake. I think the whole concept of the girl was, you know, there's questions in it, etc. So he doesn't perceive this as gzela at all. So he says the pasuk on the pasuk is not the way Chazal understands. Rashi is quoting from Chazal. There's this idea that there's a system which has been set up, and he's coming and questioning the system. He says he thinks he knows better. He thinks he understands better. And you need to respect those decisions which were made by the earlier generations. And realize that they did understand what they were doing, and the problem is in you. Don't touch, and maybe by not touching, because it's affecting somebody else, obviously, which is one point over here. But don't touch, because if you do, you think you understand better. Reality is that there are good reasons why these decisions were made. So don't commit to yourself. What you're doing is not gezel; it is gezel. Then the Ramban brings the pshat of Rashi. And at the end of the day, he feels that the pshat that he's saying is not so different from what Chazal was saying. That's why it's only in Eretz Yisrael, because we're specifically talking about the chalukas haaretz, as opposed to chutz laaretz. It's a simple issue of losigzel. Of course, this person is convincing himself that it's not really gzela because there was a mistake made. So the Torah is saying over here in Eretz Yisrael, there were no mistakes made; it was done properly, etc. There's a lot to think about this idea. A lot of times we come along and say that we feel that we have new knowledge, new understanding, and we get it better than what was the people who were here before us. And the reality is that we don't give them enough credit, and maybe they know better than us, and maybe they were aware of things that we weren't aware of. Part of the modern society's thought process is that the later generations know more, and they're very confused by the pyramids. How could such primitive people know how to build pyramids? It was at Eretz Yisrael this summer, and I went to the Be'er, which they think possibly might be the Be'er that Yitzchak Avinu's Avadim dug, which became the Be'er of Be'er Sheva. And you stand by a Be'er which is 70 meters deep. It means Yitzchak Avinu, in his time, dug a well which is 200. Is over 210 feet deep. It's not very wide. How do they do it? What do they do? How do they figure out, get out the dirt? What do they do? I don't know. They sent down the Avadim in buckets. I don't know, maybe. But it doesn't seem to be such an easy project, and they did it. And the puzzle does not seem to indicate that it was it was this long-term project which took a period of years. It seemed to have been moved fairly quickly. They were not as... We have to give them more credit than we think, that they were maybe in many ways more advanced than us, and they had things which they knew which we don't know. So, you have to respect that which the borders that the earlier generations had produced. Have a good Shabbos.